producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I mostly mean me. Kevin McCullough in for both Baldwin and McCullough. It's somewhat the inverse hostile takeover. Now, I think that's a little bit odd because Stephen thinks it's the funniest thing on earth to when the 1% of time that I'm gone, as opposed to, like, I don't know, the 47% of the time that he's gone. Is that a fair percentage? Which way am I off?
2%.
So he gets all excited about it.
He does. He calls it the hostile takeover. And he's like, we're just going to go crazy.
And then he never goes crazy. But it's always fun. So I'm glad it's fun. And the last time that I got the plague, which was just a couple of weeks ago, because when you have three human beings in your house under the age of five or younger, they just delight in sharing things with you, like the plague. So literally, my five-year-old, you know, all day, you know, wiping stuff on his sleeve, and then he comes up.
Dad, I have a secret I've got to tell you.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to catch whatever he had at that point. So a couple of weeks ago, I had that very experience go down. And how long was it before showtime? Maybe 2 hours? And I said, guys, I can just feel. You know when you can feel the whole system just starting to go. I mean, it's like when they dynamite one of those old casinos in Vegas. It takes a matter of seconds, and the whole thing's gone. I could sense that. And so I texted everybody. And I'm like, you know, we can run a best of. And Stephen's like, no, I'll do it. We'll get it done. And then all he did was kvetch and moan all night about how I wasn't really sick. Which I didn't know until Monday because I was on drugs, laying on my bed. He kept acting like I was listening to the show and, like, going to call in at any minute. Like, you know, well, you know, because whatever wink, wink, nod, nod, he and the lovely bride are doing.
Like, there was all those kinds of throwaway lines.
So Monday I'm listening, you know, to the whole, oh, he really didn't think I was feeling badly. So about 5 minutes ago, to the famous group text, says group MMS on the screen of my smartphone, for those of you who are listening by radio. One Stephen Baldwin writes to the entire team, not gonna make, guys. Started feeling sick about 45 minutes ago and thought it was just jet lag. Now very dizzy, need to rest, sorry.
So it's over here. Okay, so.
So this is where it is right here. And we can't see it. I was going to show you on the screen. But anyway, the whole team got it. And here we are. So I asked Stephen, is this the inverse, reverse hostile takeover? Is it the opposite of whatever it is? And he hasn't answered. So I'm assuming that he's on his bed resting, as he should be. Because I want Stephen to know that regardless of what he thinks about nights when I may ask off, I'm more concerned about his health than anything else. So brother, get well. Get back to us.
Take care of that jet lag.
Cold, flu. Cancer, whatever it is, just get it done and get back here. Actually, he was looking forward to the show. He had some interesting stuff to talk about. He was really, because we started working through show content early, and, you know, he's been out of the country and back and forth. He actually sent a link over about those soldiers that were told to look the other way when it came to the Afghanistan child abuse with the boys and stuff, and he had some thoughts on that. And then maybe it is the political season that puts Stephen down tonight. Because you know that he is a huge Trump guy. He's already talked about how many times on the show, Jackie? Like maybe a dozen? You know, he's been here 12 times in 2015 at the microphone. He's mentioned it at least every time. But he's pulling for Mr. Trump. If you know Stephen Baldwin and Donald Trump, this is not a mystery, guys. He was on the TV show twice, and it's like great, great career thing for him. He's got more movies after he does Celebrity Apprentice. So anyway, look at that. If you're watching Biz TV, that right there says everything in one picture. He's practically asking him if he can be his vice president in that picture. I mean, that's practically what that's about. But here's the bottom line. Mr. Trump's a good guy. Decent, hardworking fellow. Lovely, lovely personality. As long as you don't question anything, ever. Certainly don't criticize. But other than that, lovely human being who does not have a prayer of a chance of winning the Republican nomination. Not a prayer. Not a single prayer of a hope. He's not going to win in Iowa. He's not going to win in New Hampshire. He's not going to win in South Carolina. He's not going to win in Florida. New York doesn't come around. His state doesn't come around until June or July of next year. He'll be so far behind, it's just not going to happen. But that doesn't mean that he's not a great guy. So Stephen sends, did everybody get this, the video? He sends a video, and I don't know if we have, I don't think we have it for the playback time. It's just a short piece. But it's just a bunch of prominent Christian leaders that are standing around Mr. Trump praying for him. And that's very, very cool. But Mr. Trump's not going to be the next president of the United States. I'm not endorsing him. I'm not endorsing anybody else. I'm just telling you. Oh, we do have it. Pull that up a little bit. If you've got some audio, let's see what they're... Because, you know, there are lots of head nodding going on. And this was in the Trump Towers just a couple of days ago. Just last week or something.
Let not that man think he shall
receive. Yeah, okay, that's enough. So that's what he... But if you look at the... for those of you listening by way of radio, that was Donald Trump in the center of the screen, and just to his left, which is an odd position for this man to be in, was the First Baptist Dallas pastor, Robert Jeffers. And also in that meeting, I think, was a guy by the name of David Jeremiah, and a couple of other people that would be well-known in Christian circles, but not necessarily common names to the everyday guy. Anyway, so maybe what it was for Stephen tonight is he's just sad. He's just sad because Trump is not. In fact, I'm going to make a new prediction tonight. Guys, I have not made a prediction in this presidential cycle, have I? Have I made one? In 2006, I said that Obama was going to be the next president. I made it in February of 2006, and lo and behold, by January of 2009, he was, in fact, the president. I have not made another presidential prediction since that time, but I've now made this one three times in the last week. It's Kevin McCullough, by the way, if you're listening. Thank you for being here. You want to jump into the conversation, because Stephen's not here, so you can take his spot. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But here's the sad part of this. This is going to break Stephen's heart. So it's good that he's sick. He doesn't have to deal with it. He can just sleep through the show. He'll survive. But Mr. Trump's not only not going to win the nomination. Here's my prediction. What is today? The 10th of October, 2015, at 9:15 Eastern Time. In the evening, Donald Trump will leave the presidential race before the Iowa caucuses. So before the first race is even run, Donald Trump will leave the race. Leave the race. So this is going to be, you know, crazy. People go, oh, Kev, what are you saying? I'm just telling you. He's going to exit the race before the Iowa caucuses. And I've got my reasons for thinking that. If he was in through New Hampshire, and if he won New Hampshire by a really big margin, then I think he might stick around for a few more states. But the more that I've seen what's going on in the polls and what I'm getting in terms of reports on the ground in Iowa, because he has built a huge organization in a very short period of time there, he's going to withdraw before they even throw those votes down. Because he likes to go out on top. And he's falling. He's kind of in free fall right now. It's not a fast free fall, but he's not going the direction he would like to. So anyway, that's just thoughts. And best wishes to Stevie B. Hoping that he gets well and joins us again next week. I'm Calvin McCullough. So glad you're here. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Don't go away.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
When you call. There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night, and we welcome you to the Extreme Media Studios here in the New York area. We're so grateful to have you with us. If you're watching on Biz Television, which a lot of you are, we're in, I think it's 40-plus million households just from Biz TV alone. That shot was a live shot of Times Square. And if you're listening by way of radio, we welcome you in as well. And if you're doing one of those like new agey online things, which, you know, you can find us on iHeartRadio, you can find us on TuneIn, you can find us on SoundCloud, you can find us on Facebook. I mean, we've got links everywhere listening. BaldwinMcCullough.com, you can listen on the main website. If you're joining us there, we welcome you as well. And there's lots of you that even listen to, like, our network, the GCN, their website. They've got all their satellite channels streaming all the time. So we're grateful, no matter how you get here, that you do every Saturday night. And I just want to say thank you to our brand-new partner, the New York RX Card. I am so excited. New York RX Card has been with me on my local shows in the New York area for the last year. And when they crossed our path, they so impressed me, because I want you to understand one thing about the New York RX card. It is a free, no-cost card to you. It doesn't cost you anything to get it. But what it will do for you is save up to 75% of prescriptions that you have to get. So as you can imagine, a family with three kids under five, like the McCulloughs, we are very jazzed about saving up to 75% off prescriptions when we go to the pharmacy. And when you have three kids under five and a mommy and a daddy that catch the plague that they bring home, you end up getting quite a few prescriptions. So it's very helpful. But some of you have monthly medications that, you know, you're in need of that discount. And if you're not saving up to 75% off of your both brand and generic medications, this is the way you can do it. And I've got one of these cards in my thin little finger here. But here's the thing. Tonight, I want you to call us or email us, and we're going to rush you the brand-new Baldwin McCullough New York RX card. It's going to come to your house. It is absolutely free. All you do is you take the card, you take it to your pharmacy, you show it to the pharmacist. There's some information on the front of the card. They take it. They put it into your computer file where your insurance information, all that stuff is, and it will automatically go to work. It's got what's called smart logic technology, and it automatically says, well, if you use the insurance program, it takes the drugs down to this price. If you use the RX card, it takes it to this price. If you use it to something else, it takes it to this price. It looks at all of the different options and automatically guarantees you the lowest one. So if it's your insurance, if it's Medicare, if it's whatever, it'll automatically find it and make sure that that's the price that you pay, the lowest price possible for every single prescription drug that you need. And the next 10 people that email me at kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com, I'm going to rush these to you. I'm going to rush these to you. The next 10 people that email, more than 10 people can email, but the first 10, we're going to get them to you like overnight. KMCRadio@gmail.com. You can also call us, 888-340-3373. I've heard that phone number somewhere before. Yeah, you have. That's our phone number, 800-340-3373. But punch extension 2, leave your name and mailing address, and one of these nifty little RX cards are going to get to you. Now, Nick, do the thing with camera 2 here again. I just want you to see, these are just almost all of the there's not a pharmacy in America that doesn't take this. There are 68,000 pharmacies, CVS, Safeway, Weiss, Shop and Save, Giant, Vons, Pavilions, Walmart, Target, Pathmark. It doesn't matter. They take them everywhere. 58,000 pharmacies nationwide. You take this, you plug it in, immediately start saving up to 75% off both brand and generic medications. And they just want to pass those savings on to you. They're committed to helping people, and that's how they do it. And we're excited that they're part of the Baldwin McCullough family now. So thank you to New York RX Card. Thank you to you. And please email us, kmcradio@gmail.com. Just put RX Card in the subject line, kmcradio@gmail.com. That's my personal email, Kevin McCullough. I'm going to have someone first thing Monday pull those off. We're going to get those out as quickly as we can. kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. But I need your mailing address to send you the New York RX card, or you can leave your information on our voicemail at 888-340-3373. Don't punch 1 to get on the air. Punch 2 to leave your information for us so that you get your New York RX card. All right. We're excited about that. All right. We've got a lot of other things that we want to talk about tonight. Did you see the little bit of trouble that Ben Carson got into? First of all, we talked about Roseburg last week on this broadcast because it was the front-of-mind issue. It happened on Friday. We were still dealing with it on Saturday. All this week, the speculation, will the president go? Will he not go? Should he go? Is it good for him to go? Should he? He shouldn't go. What are we going to do? All of that dilemma was forwarded by the announced intent of the president that he was going to go. And some of the Roseburg residents were like, we don't want you to come. And I guess there were one or two that did. But that controversy seemed minor compared to what some of the other candidates were saying about guns. Now, Hillary Clinton came out midweek and said, you know, that NRA group, they're like the communists and the Iranians. You know, lawful gun owners in America, you just can't talk to them. They're like Iranians at the negotiating table. They're impossible to negotiate with. They're like the communists. Now, the last I checked, I don't know of any NRA members that threw gays off of buildings like the Iranians did, like ISIS did this week. I don't know of any NRA members that want to do that, hang gays from cranes, stuff like that. And I've never seen any NRA member think that you should give them what you earn. I've never heard an NRA member like walk up to somebody and say, hey, give me your paycheck. Just sign it over. The whole thing. It's mine. And that's communism. You work, they benefit. The Iranians, you don't agree with every jot and tittle of what their belief system is. Well, you know, you're an infidel and you die. NRA, they don't seem to be, are they really in the same category? That's kind of what Hillary was talking about. But that didn't get as much attention, of course, because it was Hillary, as what Ben Carson was found to have said in his book. Now, in his book, and we'll show you the quote and actually play a clip for you in the next segment because we're running out of time, but in his book, he actually made the observation, pondering the idea, what would have happened, for instance, in the Holocaust if the Jewish people that were embedded in all these European cities that ended up getting rounded up and taken to where they were eventually housed in ghettos and camps across Europe, what would have happened if they had actually owned guns? Do you think the Germans would have had such a free hand in taking them down? And for making that observation, he was ridiculed to no end. But was it a fair ridicule? I'll tell you about some conversations I had this week, but I want to know from you as well. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Was Ben Carson right? Coming right back, Baldwin, McCullough Live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge there, if you're just joining us. Thank you for being here on radio and television across the country. Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Now in our 7th year of national syndication, and I believe America's most distributed and syndicated weekend talk radio property in the world for the weekend. After 7 p.m. on Saturday, and sometime before Monday morning. Anyway, glad you're here. Steven's out. He has a little bit of a dizzy spell tonight. He thought it was jet lag, but he was going downhill fast. And being someone who is compassionate about my brother's illness and knowing that he would never, never fudge on such a thing, no matter what he may accuse me of, I'm asking you to hold him up in prayer, see to it that the God who gives all comfort and healing will help him tonight feel better. It's a reverse hostile takeover. It's a hostile takeover of someone who would hostile takeover if I was not here. So it's a double hostile takeover. Does that mean it's not a hostile takeover at all? If two negatives make a positive, is that what that is? Is that how that math works? 888-340-3373. What we're talking about is Ben Carson. He wrote in a book. You know what? We've got a little bit of a clip here. This is the conversation that got the whole thing going, and of course it brought all new attention to the issue in the aftermath and kind of the shadow of what happened in Roseburg. Everybody's looking for solutions. You can't blame people for trying to find solutions. But this is how it went down this last week. Take a listen.
Citizens were disarmed by their government in the late 1930s, and by the mid-1940s, Hitler's regime had mercilessly slaughtered 6 million Jews and numerous others whom they considered inferior. Through a combination of removing guns and disseminating deceitful propaganda, the Nazis were able to carry out their evil intentions with relatively little resistance. So what is the point you're trying to make? If there had been guns in Germany, there might not have been a Holocaust?
My point is that was only one of the countries that I mentioned. There were a number of countries where tyranny reigned, and before it happened, they disarmed the people. That was the point. Noah Webster said, when he was talking about tyranny, that the people of America would never suffer tyranny because they are armed.
So, but just clarify, if there had been no gun control laws in Europe at that time, would 6 million Jews have been slaughtered?
I think the likelihood of Hitler being able to accomplish his goals would have been greatly diminished if the people had been armed.
Because they had a powerful military machine, as you know, the Nazis.
I understand that.
They could have simply gone in, and they did go in and wipe out whole communities.
But you realize there was a reason that they took the guns first, right?
So you believe that if they had guns, maybe it could have been eased? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that there is a reason that these dictatorial people take the guns first.
Should kindergarten teachers be armed?
My point is that many of the places where these mass shootings occur are gun-free zones. So these people who are crazed, but not so crazy as to go into a place where they're likely to get shot, they select these places because they know that they're not going to meet resistance. So whether it's the kindergarten teacher who was well trained, or a retired policeman, or someone who can stop the carnage, I think that makes a lot of sense.
So you're recommending, and you correct me if I'm wrong, elementary schools have guards, armed guards, or at least the teachers be armed.
I am saying that they should have some mechanism whereby they can defend themselves.
What does that mean, some mechanism?
That means not allowing this person just to come in and have free reign. We should have someone there who is armed, who is trained, and who can handle the weapon.
Why is that so difficult for people to understand? I that's the first time I've heard the clip. My producers got it, and they had it ready for me. That's the clip that kind of started the whole ballyhoo this week. And you should see the email I got from some of my friends from the left. You know, oh, this is the dumbest man I've ever heard. Gee, he thinks the Jews just went silently to their death and wouldn't fight. I didn't hear any of that. Is there any person alive on the planet tonight, right now, that doesn't think that if there had been a gun in the hands of someone in the first room that the Roseburg shooter went into, that the carnage would have been far less? In that situation? 888-340-3373. Ben Carson being taken to task for an observation he made in a book that he wrote in which he implied that the Germans had an easier time killing their opponents, particularly warehousing and cordoning off and taking the Jews around Europe and putting them into camps and stuff, because they did not have guns. They did not have the ability to defend themselves. Is he on point? Or was Hitler so powerful, were the Germans so brutal, that 6 million Jews would have died after all? I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now. There's a look at Lower Manhattan, our flagship studios, just in the shadow of that big, beautiful Freedom Tower there at AM 970, The Answer, WNYM. It is a gorgeous night in New York City. We are anticipating it is a good night where you are. The question on the table tonight is a simple one. Ben Carson said this week, well, here's a look at what he said.
Citizens were disarmed by their government in the late 1930s, and by the mid-1940s, Hitler's regime had mercilessly slaughtered 6 million Jews and numerous others whom they considered inferior. Through a combination of removing guns and disseminating deceitful propaganda, the Nazis were able to carry out their evil intentions with relatively little resistance. So what is the point you're trying to make? If there had been guns in Germany, there might not have been a Holocaust?
My point is that was only one of the countries that I mentioned. There were a number of countries where tyranny reigned, and before it happened, they disarmed the people. That was the point. Noah Webster said, when he was talking about tyranny, that the people of America would never suffer tyranny because they are armed.
So, but just clarify, if there had been no gun control laws in Europe at that time, would 6 million Jews have been slaughtered?
I think the likelihood of Hitler being able to accomplish his goals would have been greatly diminished if the people had been armed.
All right, that's enough. So I don't even know why Wolf Blitzer's asking him that line of questioning. Like, who could divine what would have happened if this had moved into place? Like, but is it unreasonable? Is it anti-Semitic? I was speaking with some Jewish friends this week, and not particularly conservative ones, and they were saying, he's now made the Jews mad. The Jews are just, they're going to be angry about this. What is offensive about saying that they had a right to defend themselves? I don't get where that's offensive, to say that they were wronged in not being allowed to defend themselves, and that had they had even a modicum of resources to defend themselves, that perhaps a different outcome could have come about. See, to me, the definition of insanity is looking at history and saying, hey, that really didn't work. Let's do it all over again. So I'm curious, from your perspective, 888-340-3373, is Dr. Ben Carson in some way anti-Semitic? Is he in some way uninformed? Is he in some way, is there some other element of this understanding that somehow defies common sense? 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Danny's calling from Tampa. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Kevin. I'm going to karaoke tonight, so I'm just going to have to say my piece and won't be able to see you tonight, so I'll get my shot at Gino in tonight real early. Gino, you can't get help at charter.
Wait, Danny. Hold on.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I heard you right.
Oh, okay.
You're getting your phone call in like you think you owe us a phone call or something so that you can go
to
karaoke?
I sing a very good singer. I'm singing tonight at Pete's Place here in Tampa, the top karaoke club in Tampa. And so I thought I'd call you if that's okay.
No, it's fine. I'm just Gino, did you hear this? He's going to karaoke.
I'll be singing Beach Boys, Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Doors, all kinds of stuff tonight. Tony Bennett, you name it. I'm a great singer.
Well, I wish I could be there.
I wish you were too. But Gino, yeah, like I said, if you can't get help at charter, get help somewhere. But anyway, yeah, I wanted to talk about the presidential thing. I agree with you about Trump. I think Rubio will be the eventual nominee. Mike Huckabee never had a chance in heaven or hell or prayer. He never gets over 5%. But on your question about Ben Carson, no, I don't think he's anti-Semitic.
Hey, Danny, why'd you randomly throw Governor Huckabee into that mix?
Well, because you all made me laugh at me 2 weeks ago when I said about Bernie Sanders and Stephen, who's my buddy, they were my great buddy, was laughing at me and saying, man, if you think he's got a shot, then he got cut off. You probably think he must be burning some good stuff tonight. Well, Mike Huckabee has less of a chance than Sanders. He said 5%. He'll never even think about seeing 35%, 7% or whatever. So did you actually think he was going to actually have a chance to be president?
No, I didn't. I haven't proffered an opinion of who's going to win.
Yes.
At all, but let me just point something out, Danny, because sometimes knowledge is your friend. Of all of the races that have ever been held in the history of the Iowa caucuses, do you know who holds the record for most votes cast for them in the history of the Iowa caucuses?
That'd be Mike Huckabee.
Yeah, it would.
So, yeah, but has he ever got? He ran. This is the second time he's run for president. Do you actually think he's ever going to get over 5%? It never.
He had more than 5% when he ran for the nomination last time.
Well, would he have 6 or 7?
He came in second to McCain.
Kevin, my question to you is: do you actually think he would ever have a chance to become the Republican nominee?
I'm not offering a perspective on this race. I'm just pointing out that you're acting like he hasn't accomplished anything.
No, he has no prayer in heaven or hell. And Mike, Donald Trump has a better chance of being president than all those guys.
Yeah.
Than he does. But anyway, because that's your guys. I've seen him on you with you many times. I think Ben Carson is evangelical.
I didn't say he was my. I haven't said he was my guy. I'm not endorsing anybody in the primary.
I know that, Kevin. But Ben Carson is an evangelical. Why do you think he's getting 20% and Huckabee gets 5? And Huckabee's a.
Well, I think there's a huge outsider. Yeah. I think there's a huge outsider interest in the race this year, for sure.
It could be, but also he doesn't talk about religion and Israel and all that. All the people get tired of that. Ben, can I talk to you about Carson real quick, if I can?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think he's anti-Semitic. You and I disagree on guns. I think it's not unreasonable what he said, but I don't think the outcome would have been what he thought. I think it would have been tougher, but I think Hitler's forces, just like America's forces now, if they went in there and tried to take everybody's guns away and you try to go ahead and stop the government from hitting, you would lose. The government has jet planes, they got bombers, they got so I think Ben Carson is wrong. I think Ben Carson is I think he should just stick to going back to being on your own.
Okay, you said he was right, and then you said he was wrong. I'm trying to figure out what part of it did you agree with him?
He's right about not being anti-Semitic. He's right about it would be more it's not unreasonable to think that's would have been harder, but I don't think it would have been successful. I still think it would have been the same outcome.
Well, he didn't say they would be. Well, I don't want to stop you from your karaoke day.
No, I appreciate it. The guy's calling me downstairs already to go for it, but I appreciate it.
Well, you gotta have your priorities. Go get them, Danny.
I appreciate it.
Start spreading. Yeah, you okay? Good. I appreciate it too. Go start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Ben Carson is a good guy. But there is a strong feeling that he may have said something inappropriate here. I'm just curious your thoughts on it.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
It's Ball and McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. We like to have a little fun, evidently we don't quite stack up to live karaoke in Tampa, Florida. But a lot of you think we have a pretty good time here. You keep coming back. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. The discussion tonight centers on a very specific observation. Ben Carson, currently running number two for the GOP nominee in several polls, wrote in his memoirs about the way gun control was used to exercise control over populations. And it wasn't just Hitler in Germany. Mao Zedong did the same thing in China. It took away all the guns and then killed 20 million of his own people. The communists were famous for disarming the everydays. Because when free people have the right to defend themselves, then tyrants are held at bay. If you think for a second that the Roseburg shooting would have been anything like what it turned out to be if there had merely been the presence of a lawful firearm in that environment, you're just foolish. This last week I was on Fox. You want to see the clip, go to my Facebook page, Kevin McCullough on Facebook, facebook.com/KMC01 if you want to see it. But I'm on with Marjorie Clifton from Austin, Texas. And we're arguing about the idea as to whether or not Hillary likening the NRA to Iranians and communists has any merit to it. And so in doing some research for that piece and for my own daily broadcast this last week, I ran across this interesting study. A researcher went into prisons and surveyed convicted felons. What he found was amazing. If someone was 100% committed to committing a crime, and they planned their plan, and they had their gun, and they had their entry and exit and everything figured out, and they were going to go in and do it, let's say, and no resistance was going to be found whatsoever, 100% chance they were going to follow through on that. If they found out that there was a possibility that it was like a not a gun-free zone, but a gun-friendly zone, so now it's just the possibility of guns being there through a security guard or private carry of a private citizen, that dropped the chance of going through with the mission from 100 down to 56%. If they got on site and witnessed a security guard or private citizen with concealed carry or public carry, anything else, and saw the gun on site, the inmate said that reduced the desire to follow through with the crime by 92%. In other words, they were only 8% committed to still going through with the crime. You're telling me lawfully owned guns don't reduce the threat to the criminal? The evidence is overwhelming. So Carson's logic is understandable, but some people are offended by it. What's your take? We'll talk.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I am a 47. 47- 87-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Netanyahu.